Okay, good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. The last time we spoke about the inyan of Isha Keshera Osa Retzon Bala, that a kosher woman is a woman who does Retzon Bala. And we focused on the word Retzon. That sometimes what her husband is saying is not really what he really wants. He wants better for himself, but his Yetzer Hara is not allowing him to be better. We explained that the inner Retzon of a Jew is to do the will of Hashem. Retzonenu la'asot retzoncha. That's a statement, Masechet Berachot, that the Jewish people, all the Jewish people, proclaim, Retzonenu la'asot retzoncha. That is part of the makeup of the Jewish neshama, is that we, by nature, have a ratzon to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. But we have things that block us. One is called the Yetzer Hara, other is called the street, the ways of the Goyim, that affect our inner ratzon. So, an Isha Keshera is a woman who is able to see Ratzon Bala. She's able to see what's really correct in the eyes of her husband, even if on the outside he is speaking or acting differently. On that note, there is a Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit that seems to be a little hard to understand, but hopefully for our subject we can put things together. It says over there, Kala she'eineha yafot, a bride that her eyes are beautiful, and kol gufa tzricha bedika. You don't have to check the rest of the kala. Look for good eyes. Question is, what does that mean? What are we looking at? The color, what are we... It's obvious that it's not the color of the eye. What are they referring to? So on this subject, there's a beautiful Beit HaLevi that is discussing a pasuk in Devarim, Parashat Bayit Hanan. Over there, the Torah is commanding us, Shamor Tishmerun. Pay attention to the word. He says, make sure that you watch et mitzvot Adonai Elohechem. Make sure to safeguard and to keep the mitzvot of Hashem. Very clear pasuk. Make sure you fulfill the mitzvot of Hashem. The Eidotav. Eidotav is another category of mitzvot. Mitzvot that testify to Hashem and to His greatness. The Hukav. Make sure you keep his chukim. We learned about that mitzvot that we don't understand the reason. Asher tzivak. These are all the mitzvot that Hashem commanded us. So it says, be careful. Make sure you fulfill the mitzvot, the eidot, eidotav, and chukav. And then it says, ve'asita hayashar ve'hatov. And make sure you do what is straight and good be'ane Hashem, in the eyes of God. Lema'an yitavlach, so that it will be good for you. So the Beit HaLevi asks, after we were told to keep the mitzvot, Eidotav, Hukav, what's left? What does it mean, Asita Hayashar VeHatok, to do what's straight and what's good? That's not included in the mitzvot, in the Eidot, in the Hukim? What does the new Pasuk coming to Ed? If a guy tells you, I do all the mitzvot of all types, I do everyone, isn't he done? What's left? He took 613 and he followed everyone. What else could you ask of him? But the Pasuk seems to say that's not enough. There's another level, there's more to do. What is that called? It's called Asita Hayashar VeHatov Be'ane Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem. All of a sudden, Hashem's eyes came into the picture. In the first Pasuk, it talks about what He commanded you. In the next Pasuk, it talks about doing what's good in His eyes. Isn't the first also doing good in His eyes? Why did the eyes come in the second Pasuk? This is the Beit HaLevi's question. It's a beautiful question. So he brings from the Sefer HaChalot that's brought down in the Tur for a Chaim. Over there it says, he brings a quote of Hashem speaking to our people. And Hashem sends a message. He says, Tomru v'tagidu lebanai, go tell my children. B'sha'a shemekadshim ve'omrim lefanai, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. When they come and they say in front of me, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Okay. We're praising Hashem that He is kadosh. And then we say again kadosh, because He's even more than we thought. And we say kadosh again, He's even more than that. He says, when you do that, when you're talking to me, about me, Sheyisu anehem be'enai, let them take their eyes and raise them to see my eyes. Sheyisu anehem, let them raise their eyes be'enai, to see my eyes. Ve'enai, and then my eyes Be'enehem, will go see their eyes. Interesting. Person reads this, has no idea what they're saying. But that's a message sent from the Creator. So if He sent the message, He's saying something. You don't understand it, oh, that's okay. Hashem's message is, it makes sense that we have a hard time understanding. He's smarter than us. So what does it mean when Hashem says, look at my eyes and I'm going to look at your eyes? Something about the eyes. So the Beit HaLevi brings a beautiful story to answer this question. He says there was once a man who was eating a seuda, very nice seuda, in honor of his father. Maybe it was his father's birthday. Maybe it was a Siyum Masechet. I don't know what it was. But they were honoring his father. And they made this lavish meal. And this old man who came from far to this meal to join his family, after a nice
meal full of delicacies. He got thirsty.
So he turns to his son in the middle of this meal and he says,
please, could you tell the waiters or could you bring me a cup of whiskey? Very thirsty. So this son quickly, in honor of his father, goes down to the basement, to the cellar, finds a very nice bottle of wine, pours a glass of wine, and brings it to his father to drink. The guests who were watching this back and forth, they said to the son, what happened here? Your father asked you for a cup of whiskey. You went down to get him a cup of wine. Why didn't you do what your father wants? So the son says to them, he says, you guys only hear what my father said. He says, but me, when my father was talking, I was looking into his eyes. And I saw from his eyes that the only reason why he asked me for whiskey is because it was easy for me to bring. And it wasn't so expensive. So in order not to bother me, he asked for whiskey. He said, pass a cup of water. He said, you don't want to bother me, as the water's right here. But I saw from his eyes that he would love a cup of wine. So instead of listening to his mouth, I understood from his eyes and I followed to fulfill what's good in his eyes.
What a story.
Says the Beit HaLevi that in a relationship with Hashem, there are two types of people. There are people who listen to Hashem's words. Like the Pasuk says, Ka'asher Sivaf. Hashem commanded, do this, don't do that. That's the first Pasuk. Shamor Tishmerun. Make sure you keep what Hashem commanded you. He told you, do this, make sure you do it. But then the next Pasuk says, but listen to me. There's a higher form of existence in this world. When you do Vishama Vasita, if you're able to do Hayashar Vehatov Ve'ane Hashem, if you're able to look in Hashem's eyes and know what he really wants, even though he didn't bother you, which means there are things that Hashem didn't tell us to do, but he's looking to see if we will know that this is obviously what he wants. Sometimes in the world of Judaism, there are certain laws that may not be written. But we say, no, but that's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It doesn't say. But people who know Hashem's thoughts, because they study Hashem's thoughts, will tell you that's not what Hashem wants from you. Where is it written? It's not written. But
But that's not what Hashem wants. Because if you study Hashem's thoughts day in and day out, at some point, you start to understand the pattern of thinking. You start to understand the sensitivities. You start to understand what's important and what's a priority in God's eyes. So a situation came up, and nowhere in the Torah does it specifically talk about that situation. But yet, if you know how to look in Hashem's eyes, you'll know that this is what He would want from you. That's why it says, Ve'asita hayashar ve'atov be'anei Hashem. Hashem says, you have to know that besides what I command you, there's something that says, go beyond the letter of the law. Technically, on Shabbat, you may be able to say that this is kosher. If you went down to the technicality and you analyzed it, you may say, well, maybe you could do that. But if you really know what Hashem wants from your Shabbat, you know it's not what He wants. Technicalities. Can you swim on Shabbat? It's technicality. We can go back and argue and say, well, maybe, yeah, maybe you're going to squeeze the water from your hair, maybe the towel, maybe, okay. We can go and work on many different aspects, technicalities. Maybe yes, maybe no. But for sure, Hashem does not want you to spend your Shabbat with me. That is not a question. Forget the technicalities. It's not what He wants. Even if you found every halachic way to get out of that, that's not what Shabbat's supposed to look like. So if someone says, well, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing what Hashem wants. That's what you're doing wrong. It's not the kind of activity that's Shabbat proper. It's not appropriate. Now, this is one example of many examples. Sometimes in the world of finance, in the world of business, technically, maybe you could do something. But very often, but that's not the right thing to do. Yes, you didn't sign a contract yet. True. So technically, you didn't have to honor what you said, but you've been dealing with the guy for the last month, back and forth. So, what would Hashem want from you? Again, I'm not speaking for every situation. I'm just telling you there are many, many situations in life where you could theoretically say, I did nothing wrong. But there's something called the Yashar and the Tov Be'enei Hashem. What's right and what's good in the eyes of Hashem. Why is it called the eyes of Hashem? Because He didn't tell you with His mouth. He didn't say, I want, I don't want. He didn't say. But if you study Him and you look in His eyes, you understand. So that's why Hashem says, go give this message to my children. That let them raise their eyes to my eyes. Let them try to fulfill not just what I say, but what I want. And then, you know what I will do? Ve'enai be'enehem. And then I will fulfill what's in their eyes, even if they don't ask me. The eyes represent what a person wants, but doesn't say. Hashem says, midah keneged midah, measure for measure. If you look to do what's good in my eyes, I will do what's good in your eyes.
So even if it's a situation that you know nothing about, I'll protect you from it, even though you knew nothing, that you didn't know what was happening. You didn't even ask me to help you. I'll help you.
What a beauty. What a beautiful Beit HaLevi. In the second perek of Pirkei Avot, listen to these words.
Aser retzono kirtzoncha,
which means do Hashem's ratzon. The way David's learning it, which fits very well with learning, the Mishnah means, even if he didn't tell you, but that's what he wants, do his will. As if it's your own will.
And he will make what you need, what you want, it'll become what he wants too.
Beautiful. With this understanding, we have an understanding of the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit. What does the Gemara mean when it says, if you have a kala that aineha yafot, that she has good eyes, then you don't have to check on anything else? It means that she has the capability of seeing what her husband wants, even if her husband doesn't say, whether it's spiritual things that he's not yet doing but he wants, or even in the physical things, sometimes a husband doesn't talk because he expects that his wife should care enough about him to understand what he wants. There's such a level in a relationship where she could understand what he wants, even if he never said it. Why didn't he say it? Could be he's stubborn. Could be he just wants to see if she really cares about him. Or could be he just doesn't know how to talk. Whatever the reason, men have this issue. Call it an issue, call it whatever it is. Maybe it's not an issue. Just the way men are. It's a characteristic of a man that they don't always ask for what they want. And a kala who knows, has good eyes, who could read a husband's eyes and know he wants wine and not whiskey. He wants A, not B. You don't have to check anymore on her. Which means that this quality is only if a person has reached a very high level of midot tavod, good quality. To be able to see what other people want, you have to be a very special person. So if she has that, says the Gemara, no further questions. You don't have to ask any more questions. Everything is going to be beautiful. Everything is great. If she's able to look in her husband's eyes and know what he wants without him talking, take it to the bank. Hare at mekudeshet li. Done. Because that quality can only happen with a lot of shlemut. You have to be very, very, very beautiful in many ways to be able to get to that beauty. So again, the examples are the many types of examples. In the physical world, easy. There are many things that he wants, and she has to know what they are. That's called Osa Retzon Bala. She knows her husband likes the food this way.
He didn't ask her, but she knows. Or she needs to know. It's part of her building her relationship with her husband is to sit down and figure out the things he didn't tell her that he wants. Because when she does that, something unbelievable is going to happen for her. Because when she looks in his eyes, he's going to look in her eyes. So part of a relationship and part of the Eshet Hayil capability is to figure out the things that her husband didn't tell her, but it's his ratzon. Maisie. A woman might say, but he never asked me. He never told me. Never he told you to say that. He has all kinds of complaints. But he never said it. He never asked. I didn't know. And could be he should ask. Not the point. A bottom line, the reality is, this is a very important part of the relationship. And like we said before, on a spiritual level, there are things that he wants spiritually that he's not reaching for himself, and he needs someone to help him. He's not going to ask you. In fact, he might be acting the opposite of what he wants. But she's able to look at his eyes. She's able to see deep and realize there's more here than what he's saying. He's saying, no way. And she's saying, he means, of course. He said, never. And she says, oh, just a matter of time. An unbelievable ability to be able to read the eyes. Forget the words. It might be misleading. That's what it means. Isha keshera osa retzon balaf. She knows what her husband wants. Now I want to share with you a different twist on this beautiful statement of Chazal, that an isha keshera is the one who does retzon bala. It's really very much related to what we are learning, but you could read the words a little differently, which really will bring our subject to a new level. Because the words could read like this. Who is an Isha Keshera? Who is this great woman, the Eshet Hayil? The Targum explained, by the way, Eshet Hayil, a woman who's kosher. Who is she? Osa Retzon Bala. She's able to make her husband's ratzon.
Oh my. Shah.
Not that she does what he wants. More than that. She creates his ratzon. It's a new level. We just went to another rung on the ladder. The simple meaning of osa retzon bala is she does what he says. The next level of osa retzon bala is she knows what he wants. But there's another level. It's called she actually is able to make his ratzon, to create his ratzon. That's also within her ability. Women don't realize how powerful they are. She can create the ratzon in him. On a deep level, it just means she's able to bring it out. because we already said he has it. But she's able to bring it out. She knows the right things to say, the right things to do, the right discussions, the right whatever. She knows where to take him. She knows where not to take him. She knows how to be excited about certain things. She knows. She knows.
Obi.
She's able to create his ratzon. Ah, my husband is doing this. He's not doing that. You should know. Hashem gave you the power to make his ratzon. Maybe it'll be in a week, but more likely it's going to be over time. A year, a two, three, four, but you'll get there. It's a mission. Take the husband Hashem gave you and see how his inner ratzon, you can bring it out. Make it. Make it a reality. Don't be frustrated. Takes time. Hashem gave you the mission and he'll give you the time to get it done. You don't have to make him day one. But you start. And you strategize. And all of a sudden, you see a great man. You know how many times you could say this? How many people, how many marriages? You could look at them, whether in a big way or even in a small way. How huge of an effect an Eshet Chayil had on her husband. Sometimes it happened without her even realizing. But very many times, it is a plan of hers. She sees what Hashem gave her. Instead of complaining about what she got, that's what most people do in today's world. They complain that what they got is not really up to par. Instead of complaining, she takes it as a mission. And part of that mission is to bring out his deep inner ratzon. What a beauty. Isha keshera osa ratzon bala. She can make his ratzon. We're going to end off with one more twist on this beautiful, famous statement of Chachamim. Isha keshera osa ratzon bala. We already have a few levels of this beautiful statement. And now we're going to go from a different angle completely. Sometimes a husband is frustrated after reading the words of Chachamim that a kosher woman, she does the ratzon of her husband. I came home and I said, listen, from now on, halav Yisrael. That's it. She said, no. But it's not kesher. He comes home, he decides. We spoke till now the negative. Now we'll talk the other way. He comes and says, listen, I'm changing where our kids go to school. She says, oh, no, we're not. Okay, Shabbat going forward is going to look different in this home. No shot. This guy is thinking to himself, I thought my wife was an Isha Keshira. I thought she's a good lady. She's supposed to follow Ritzon Bala. I come home, I'm trying to upgrade my life. I go to learn, she complains, why you left the house. I leave early in the morning to go pray. She says, you're waking me up.
Come on.
I go to a wedding that's not so appropriate for me, so I go in quickly and I leave. She says, you're not with me. You leave me alone. We can give 1,000 examples. What happened to Isha Keshera? My wife is not kosher. Here I am, trying to upgrade my life. I thought my wife was a good woman. And I see that she must not be. You know how many people have dealt with this specific situation? In different levels, in different ways. So I'd like to give a little insight and tell our friend here that walked into the house with new declarations that he should know something. That a woman, we're talking about a kosher woman, who he thought his wife was. But now he sees otherwise. Not so fast. Don't decide right now that she's not kosher. Because there's something you have to know. That a woman has a tremendous sensitivity, intuition to know if you're doing something because it's real. Is it really what you want? Or you're doing it because what people want? Why did you walk in and you want Halav Israel? Is it because you really want that? Or because you saw that's the movement in your club where you go learn? So you decided that, we're also going to do that. I want to be part of the boys. When you walk out of the wedding, it's really because you're such a holy person. Just yesterday, she saw you reading the newspapers, the New York Post. There's no fonts in the New York Post. It's all pictures. So you were by the doctor's office. You picked up the newspaper, and you were fine. Well, all of a sudden, you're a big tzaddik. You have to run out of the wedding. You should know that if a woman sees that her husband's ratzon is emet, she will make a change in her life. And when she's not making a change, you have to look at yourself and wonder if you're a sincere person in what you're doing. It could be you're doing it just because your rabbi told you, which is also good, but that's not real. You're doing it because that's what people do. It's the accepted norm of the people you're around. She knows, she feels, it's not your ratzon. She's not interested in doing your friend's ratzon. She's not interested in doing your mother's ratzon. She's not even interested in doing your rabbi's ratzon. Your rabbi could teach you, but it's got to be your ratzon. Isha keshera osa retzon bala. Before you judge her and say, oh, she's not kosher. I wanted to make this change. I wanted to make this move. I wanted to stop this. I wanted to do that. She's not coming along. Your sincerity needs to be analyzed. Make sure this is coming from a real place. Hazal are telling us, if your commitment is coming from a real place, she's going to come along. Maybe not in a day, but she's coming along. Because she sees your emet. She sees your learning is true. She sees what you do is real. You don't have to worry about her. She's coming along.
You have to be real. It's you that you have to work on, not her. When you're real and you're sincere, and you're not just a follower, even following good things, but it's not enough for her. To make changes in life is not easy, especially for a woman. It's not easy for her to change who she is. Your sincerity will make that possible. So long as you're doing somebody else's ratzon, it doesn't work. Unbelievable, yesod. Ezehu isha, which is a kesherah. Osar etzon bala. She wants to make sure it's his ratzon. You know, so many decisions in life that we make are decisions that we just follow what people do for the good end of it. Once a great rabbi asked a young man that wanted to come to the yeshiva. He didn't know him, getting to meet him. The boy came to get advice from the Rosh Yeshiva. He's getting married, he told him he wants some marriage advice. So the rabbi told him, I can't give you advice, I just met you. So I can't really help you. Rabbi says to him, but tell me, why are you getting married? So the boy looks at the rabbi and says, what do you mean? Everyone gets married. He didn't react to him, but that day in the yeshiva, without him there, the rabbi got up and gave a musar, shoes in the yeshiva. He says, look how far a person can go in life. And even getting married, he's doing it because everybody else got married. Aren't you supposed to get married because you understand why it's important? You could learn from others, but isn't it supposed to come from yourself? How many decisions in life do we make? It's just basically coming because of our surroundings. That's what people do, that's what people wear, that's what people spend their time doing. Such a person is hard to respect. A person doesn't have to go against what everybody else does. Some people like that too. Whatever is the norm, they want to do opposite. You don't have to do that either. But you got to think for yourself. Why do you do what you do? It's got to come from within you. You can't come learn because that's what everybody's doing. Why do you learn? Everybody's learning. Why do you go to shul on Shabbat? What do you mean? Everyone goes. That's why you go on Shabbat. Everyone goes. So many things that we do in life, we do because everyone else does. That's not called authentic. A person has to mature. Mature-minded people take what was given to them and what they grew up around, and they become leaders of their own life. Not just to follow. Even the good things, you can't just follow, you have to make it yours. Beautiful, your parents gave you chinuch, a wonderful chinuch they gave you, but it's time for you to own it. And if they didn't give you the right chinuch, it's time for you to think for yourself. And Hazal tell us, Isha keshira osa retzon bala. She is going to do your ratzon. She's a good woman. You married a good lady. She's going to do your ratzon. And if you see it's not happening, check out your ratzon. Make sure that you're sincere. Make sure it's coming from within you. Be'ezrat Hashem, he was successful in
understanding, Gemalatu Tovelora, one way to understand the Pasuk, Baruch Ha'olam, Amen.